This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis on Sunday took credit for a non-lethal attack, a missile strike in central Israel, as the Israel-Hamas conflict continues to spread. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
A small fire burns brush near Modi'in in central Israel, the aftermath of a hypersonic ballistic missile launched by the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels in Yemen, more than 2,000 kilometers away. Houthi military spokesperson Brigadier General Yahya Sari.
The Israeli enemy should expect more strikes as we approach the first anniversary of the blessed October 7th operation.
Israel reported no fatalities or injuries in this weekend's missile strike, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed vengeance. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian officials say two people have died in a missile attack on the Black Sea port city of Odessa. It came as Moscow and Kyiv exchanged drone and missile attacks. The Ukrainian Air Force said on Sunday it shot down 10 of the 14 drones and one of the three missiles Russia launched overnight. At least 41 people were wounded Sunday afternoon in a Russian aerial bomb in Kharkiv. The Russian Defense Ministry said it downed 29 Ukrainian drones over western and southwestern regions with no damage caused by the falling debris. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign says he's safe after gunshots were reported in his vicinity in Florida. The campaign didn't provide any additional details on Sunday afternoon. The news comes roughly 2 months after the Republican presidential nominee was shot during an assassination attempt at a rally in the U.S. swing state of Pennsylvania. This is VOA News.